This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Many publicly proclaimed ideas in our world today seem to me to be crazy, insane. But many people seem to have no trouble accepting these ideas as normal. So how did we get to this point of confused thinking, where traditionally good behaviors are questioned and challenged, but weird, abnormal behaviors are presented lately as being normal and acceptable? It seems up is down and down is up, or so cultural leaders would have us believe. In Bible terms, many of these strange and often revolting ideas come from non-functioning minds, which the Bible calls a reprobate mind, a mind that no longer works like it should. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Again, visionforchristworld.com. Reprobate in the Bible means rejected by God and beyond hope of salvation. Reprobates are hardened sinners who have fallen from the grace of God and who have repeatedly rejected the call of God on their lives. In late Latin, reprobari means to disapprove or to condemn. In the Bible, in Romans chapter 1, we see this description of the state of our world today that seems to have lost its way morally. The Bible says, "But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because it has been made obvious to them, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God has made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they would not worship him as God, or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols, made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men. And as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Now I want to focus on a verse from this section that I just read, Romans 1:28, and I'm going to repeat the same verse, only in different versions of the Bible, so that you get a different sense of what it means. Since they did not think it was worthwhile to acknowledge God, God abandoned them to defective, reprobate mind to do inappropriate things. People did not think it was important to have a true knowledge of God, so God left them and allowed them to have their own worthless thinking, and so they do what they should not do. Here's another way of saying the same thing. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Here's another one. And because they thought it was worthless to acknowledge God, God allowed their own immoral minds to control them. So they do these indecent things. Or this verse could be said this way. So it was that when they gave God up and would not even acknowledge him, God gave them up to doing everything their evil minds could think of. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. I am now quoting in part from a sermon given by American pastor and teacher John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California. I quote his sermon here because he makes the point of what is a reprobate mind better than I ever could. Quoting John MacArthur, "As you know, I have been concerned over the last couple of weeks, in fact, over the last month or so, of thinking in my own mind and in my own heart about some of the things that are happening in our world, our society, and how it affects the church. And if we're going to make any kind of a dent in our society, number one, we're going to have to keep our own ranks pure, and number two, we're going to have to get a little bit confrontive about this whole thing. We're going to have to come out from our closet, and we're going to have to begin to say things that are true and need to be said." I was with a young man today by the name of Dennis Akajagian, and some of you may know him. He plays the guitar, but he also, well, he likes to preach Christ, and he likes to preach Christ outdoors wherever he can. So he finds all the schedules for all the weird groups that are meeting, and he goes there with a bullhorn and preaches Jesus Christ. Recently, Dennis went to the gay fair in Hollywood, and he went over to the kissing booth at the gay fair, and he began to preach Jesus Christ. And somebody hit him in the side of the head with a 2x4 wooden board. But he was confrontive. I thank God for him for that kind of confrontiveness. I think those are two things we need to understand, people, that we're living in a world that is going to corrupt us unless we, number one, keep our own lives pure, and number two, get a little bit bold about our own testimony. Decadence is a good word to describe human history. Human history is a decline. The society of man has been on the decline ever since the fall of Adam. Man has never ascended. He has descended progressively from the fall. Man, you see, started life in the image of God, and when he sinned, and that image was marred, the process of decline began, and man sinks lower and lower and lower and lower until finally he will sink into the debauchery that is described in the book of Revelation as the time of tribulation. And at the end of that debauchery, Christ himself will come and put an end to all of it. The world system is vile. It is degraded. It is debauched. And it is marked by decline over a period of thousands of years, further and further and further away from God's standard. Now, one verse sums up this one passage, and it's going to be our theme for tonight. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 1. I want you to look at verse 28, just as a key, and then we'll back up and look at this entire passage from 18 to 32. Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and here basically is a comment on the problem of human history. It says in Romans 1:28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are obscenities," right? They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are obscene. Now, you'll notice that it says there that man has been given over to a reprobate mind. Now, what that means is a depraved mind, depraved reasoning, a worthless mind, unable and unwilling to think right. Man cannot think right. He cannot reason properly. He will never reason himself to the truth. He will never reason himself to God. He will never reason himself to righteousness because his reason is warped. His mind is reprobate. And what that means is simply depraved, declining, unable and unwilling to think right thoughts. And there's a play on words here. The Greek goes something like this: as they found God worthless, God gave them over to a worthless mind. Now, this is a mind which cannot form right judgments. This is adokimos in Greek, unapproved, useless, worthless, rejected by God. The human mind is rejected because the human mind has no capacity to come up with righteousness. You know, it's only thanks to God that we have any law at all left in our world, because if we left it up purely to the judgment of men, apart from some code of law based on the Word of God, we'd never have anything remotely related to justice, because man's mind is so depraved. And what a reprobate mind refers to is people whose moral sense is so perverted and whose minds are so clouded with their own evil speculations that they do obscenities. And an obscenity is something which does not fit into God's moral order, something that is not seemly. It simply means it doesn't fit into God's moral order. Can you imagine the most bizarre kind of mutilations, the most bizarre kind of crimes, the most bizarre kind of activities, and you've just barely begun to scratch the surface of the obscenities that occur regularly in our society? Let me give you some illustrations. There are more murders with no apparent motive than ever before. Murders that came as an afterthought. Somebody goes to commit a crime, and just as an afterthought, they kill everybody who happened to be around the situation. Well, this concludes my quotation on Vision for Christ's World from a John MacArthur sermon recently. Radio friend, my hope is that I am reaching you at a point before you become a reprobate person with a mind beyond reclamation. If you can still recognize the bizarre actions and ideas in our world, then there is still hope for you. I am praying that I have reached you in time with the saving grace message of Jesus Christ. You do not have to stay separated from God in your worldly thinking. You can repent now and turn to God in faith, please, confessing your sin to God and asking for the saving grace of Jesus to transform your life. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 1:28. People did not think it was important to have a true knowledge of God, so God left them and allowed them to have their own worthless thinking, and so they do what they should not do.